I just wanted to be picked first for something.
Yeah, I never got picked first for anything either.
Yeah, I didn't have to worry about that. Can you lower
your mic down, please?
It has to be closer to your face.
It's like raping my face.
Okay, Susie. Okay.
So we're going to go to our first song.
Yeah, we're going to go to our first song. It is Bubba O'Reilly, right?
Yes.
Right?
By who?
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 I'm lost.
Who?
The Who is who it's by.
Gotcha.
Wait, who?
The Who?
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 Okay, I'm done.
Something.
try to keep them separated. Separated. Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. Gotta keep them separated.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. And you're listening to the JJ Con Queso Sin Alex Plus 2 show. Yay! And you should call in and
yes, call.
Tell us, which is better in your opinion, hopscotch or jump rope?
Call 310-510-7469.
I feel like I should have that number memorized.
So, jump rope or hopscotch? Anthony, what do you think is better, jump rope or hopscotch?
I'm a jump rope person.
Okay, Susie, what about you?
That's a really hard question. I love both.
Love both.
You know what? I like hula hooping better, though.
Hula hooping?
Not,
I was.
Why.
We're not talking about hula hooping.
My hips were never wide enough to hula hoop.
You know what?
Don't hate me, so don't hate.
I was a hula hooping champion at a bowling alley. For like 3 years in a row.
At a bowling alley?
At a bowling alley.
Bowling, like, what?
They had a hula hooping contest, and I'm a beast.
By the way, Anthony's from the real world, you know, where they have bowling alleys?
We have a bowling alley. We have a bowling,
mini bowling
alley.
That's not the same. I went cosmic bowling with my mom once, and that was a lot of fun.
Up where I used to live, the bowling alley was a place for drug addicts to meet.
Well, Mason,
what?
Okay.
That's a little sad and depressing, and...
That's part of my childhood memories.
Really?
Yeah.
Mason, did you ever walk around and make race car noises as a kid?
No.
What is wrong with you? Susie, did you ever do that?
Once in a while.
Oh, you did.
Once in a while.
I don't remember.
Alex calls you out.
I don't remember.
Anthony, did you walk around and make race car noises?
If I did, I can't remember. That was a long time ago.
When, you guys are lame.
When I lived here, when I was like 5, 6, there's this kid who lived up the street from me, and every morning around 7, maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd hear, wee wee, boop boop, like every single morning.
Mason, I think that was you hearing yourself.
No, that was not. I won't say the person's name, but I'll probably tell you at, when we're
playing some music.
I think
music.
I know who you're talking about. Wait. Yeah.
I didn't get that, but, Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so call in. Hopscotch or...
jump rope.
Jump rope. I'm a jump rope person.
I've tried to learn to double dutch once.
That looks like fun.
It is fun.
I epically failed.
Me too, it hurt.
It was so funny. I just ended up going home with all these lines on the back of my legs, and my mom was worried. She's like, what'd you do? And I was like, I was trying to play jump rope, but I got caught in the rope.
It's horrible. So just call in 310-510-7469. Yep.
Yeah, so we're gonna play our next song.
Okay, this next song is Obladee Oblada by the Beatles.
Woo!
You probably heard it this morning with Breakfast with the Beatles. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, who cares?
Desmond has a barrel in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says it's as she takes him by the hand.
light was leaving in the west, it was blue. The children's laughter sang, skipping just like the stones they threw. The voices echoed across the waves. It's getting late. Just another night with the sunset and a moonrise, not so far behind to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to Papa's translations of the stories across the sky. We drew our own constellations. West winds often last too long. The wind they calm down, nothing ever feels the same. Sheltered under the Kamani tree, waiting for the passing rain. Clouds keep moving to uncover the sea. Stars above us chasing the day away to find the stories that we sometimes need. Listen close enough, all else fades away. And it was just another night with a sunset and a moonrise, not so far behind to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to all the translations of the stories across the sky. We drew our own constellations.
Hello.
Why, hello there.
Why, oh lord. Did he really?
Mason.
Okay.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite part of the playground?
Do you know the little merry-go-round things?
Like you climb on and then they spin and spin and spin and
that
spin.
That was my favorite because when I was little, my great-grandpa Glenn, he would take me on there. He would take all the kids to the park by himself. So it was just him and a whole bunch of little children. And he'd put them on, like, swings and on the merry-go-round. He'd spin them. He'd push them, like, all at the same time. And then he passed away.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's why I like this.
I used to listen to records, like, big band records of my great-grandpa. And that was always really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passed away. But he was a happy person, so he lived a good life. Okay, so, Anthony, what was your favorite part of the playground? No.
Mason.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Swings.
All right. I'm done.
Susie, what was your favorite part?
Gotta go with Mason.
The spinny around thing.
Yeah, I remember, like, flying out of those, like, so many times. It's just like,
I remember my brother would put me in the middle and tell me to hold on really tight and spin me around and then make me get off and try and walk.
That's so much fun.
It was not cool for me.
I also like the swings, like just jumping off in the middle of the air.
Yeah, that was always really fun.
I remember I jumped off when it was really high still and I was just like, oh my gosh, like thinking in the air, this is not gonna turn out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the, like, the big, I don't even know what they're called. Like, jungle gym things? They were like...
The monkey bars?
Yeah. Little metal things. Like,
the monkey bars?
Yeah, the big... dome.
Oh.
I used to, like, act like that was, like, a jail and, like, you know...
Yeah.
Play, what, imaginary
throw your friends
things
in there.
A geometric dome.
You can't get out!
Yeah, geometric dome.
Who remembers Heelys, dude?
Heelys?
I used to call them wheelies.
I remember I had the really cheap version of those. And, you know, like, they didn't really have, like, brakes in the back.
Yeah.
So I, like, fell and I had, like, cuts on my hands and, like, on my elbows.
Oh.
I think you can still kind of see it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted a pair of Heelys.
My mom wouldn't let me get Heelys because she said I would die.
I almost didn't die.
But she let me get a skateboard, and I was riding it one day, and I have the scar on the inside of my leg from where I fell, and just, like, my leg twisted out. And I lived on, like, a big hill, so I had to walk all the way back up the hill to get to the house. It hurt so bad.
I just sat there and cried.
I never did anything that dangerous.
Because you're a safe child.
I don't even know how to ride a bike.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Complicated right. reasons.
Take your headphones off. We're going on a bike.
That's right okay. Now. Okay, so I learned to ride a bike, and my mom bought me this new bike, and I was so excited, and it was purple. It's my favorite. And it was one of those, like, 21 different gears. So
yeah.
You could shift it. And we had just gotten them. It was the first day we had them. So my family all went together and we went bike riding. And I was so excited. My friend came along. So my mom said, my mom was driving a little faster than us. So she's like, hey, girls, move to the side. And so there was like, my friend was on the far left. And then it was me. And then it was my mom and my other sister on the far right.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was talking to my sister and I.
Oops.
And my friend thought she was talking to her and I. And so my friend turns towards me as I'm turning away from my mom and our tires collided. Ooh. And I fell off and I hit the ground so hard that my helmet flew off. And I broke my left wrist and I didn't ride my bike for like a full year because I was so terrified.
Oh, that's
hey, look, it's Chachi.
Chachi! Okay, so we're going to play our next song then.
Just tie her up outside. She can't come in. It's my little sister we're tying up outside.
Sweet! Wait, your little big sister?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
The one we keep in the closet all the time.
Aw. Okay. Anyways, next song.
Oh, next song. Okay. This one is... Can you feel the love tonight?
I could join in that one.
Okay. Here we go.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wind can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Can you feel the love tonight? How it's laid to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best. There's a time for everyone, if they only learn that the twisting kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason
to the wild outdoors. When the heart of this star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? Tonight. It is where. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
And we're back. You're listening to the JJ Concasso E. Alex Show. Sin Alex. Alex Show with two other people.
Plus two.
Oh, three.
You failed.
Three.
Plus three.
Three. Oh. We have Chachi.
Hola.
And we have Anthony and Susie.
What's up?
Susie, say something.
Hi.
So, we're going to talk about childhood monsters. So, Jordan.
Mason.
Were you afraid of closet monsters or monsters under your bed?
I had a big fear of closet monsters because I had a bed under my bed.
Oh.
It was one of those pull-out beds. Yeah. So I had a bed under my bed, so I wasn't really afraid of bed under the bed.
That sounds inviting to monsters.
No, but there was no space
for you monsters.
I was afraid of both.
Yeah, it's because you're a baby.
Like your face.
He was a baby.
You guys are so mean to me. Do you know what Chachi and my other sister did to me when I was little?
Oh, you've already told me this story.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it. Do you know those, like, portable futon things?
Oh, this was good.
Chachi and my sister put my head between one of them and sat on it, and I almost suffocated to death. And all I could hear was...
Mason. Mason. I chose this topic because it would be fun and enjoyable, and you've so far made it really depressing.
My childhood was depressing.
You know what? No, your childhood was depressing because you look back and think of it as depressing. But you know what? Childhood is fun. I miss childhood.
Mason, do you even know where you would be without the hardship of having two sisters growing up?
Yeah, you'd probably be even more wimpy.
You should be thanking us for doing that to you.
No, I don't thank you.
Hey, I thank myself for having a brother, because now I know how to throw a punch.
So yeah, I taught Susie, Mason how to throw a punch.
No, you didn't.
I'm really not.
Susie's not happy she had a big brother.
I still have. He's gonna be out here next year.
Counting down.
So we still haven't had any callers call in about the hopscotch and
jump rope.
People call in.
Oh, I think jump rope by far.
Yeah. Is
better than hopscotch.
Hopscotch got boring.
All right, so our number is
310-510-7469.
Oh, Chachi.
Got it memorized.
Chachi's our number one caller.
Tattooed in my heart.
Chachi is our number one caller.
We all like the number one fan.
Yeah. Too bad Alex wasn't here, right, Chachi?
Oh my god, I cried when I found out he wasn't gonna be here.
Aww.
Hi.
Hi.
We have a visitor outside.
Window watchers.
Yep. Hey, but really, where's Alex at?
Alex is at a drama camp, I want to say.
Thing. Or for, I think it's film camp.
Film.
He'd rather be at a film camp than at the station with Chachi.
Yep.
No, I don't think that's true. I think he'd rather be here, but, you know, he's looking for future career options.
Oh, true that.
Kind of important to him. Yeah. I don't know, he's weird like that.
You know, some people just don't want to be stuck on the island forever. Chachi.
Whatever, dude.
Mason, that was uncool.
Okay, let's just go on our next song. This one is Free Fallen by Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, we be rocking out to this song.
So, here we go.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Free.
We're back.
And you're listening to the JJ Concaso Scene Alex Plus 3
show.
So, Mason, are you still one of those, like, creepy teenagers who still sleeps with their blankie?
No, my blanket's packed away.
You're lame.
That's not true. That is a liar.
It's not true.
Not gonna lie, I still sleep with stuffed animals.
Me too.
That's totally fine.
So does Anthony.
No.
Yeah, he does.
My sister sleeps on them. So I still get to, you know, check in on them every once in a while.
That's cool.
Make sure how they're doing all right.
Hey, whose dog is that?
Oh, no.
That's your dog, Mason. Go control it.
Oh, my gosh. It's not my dog.
Mason's a dog whisperer.
So what about you, Chachi?
What about me?
Are you a blanket or a stuffed animal person?
I would say both. I have a blue blanket with a big bear on it that I like to kick it with from time to time. Stuffed animals, I'm Cookie Monster girl all the way. I have like 10 Cookie Monsters. On my bed.
Did you know that they turned him into Veggie Monster?
Yeah, I'm not very happy about that.
He's
I was
green.
So Why? Upset.
Like, what the heck is that about? Cookie Monster ate cookies. Not
yeah,
broccoli.
And if you like paid attention, you know, you can see the cookie fall out of his mouth when he gobbles it. It's not cool. Yeah. I feel bad for the guy who had to clean up cookies every day.
I was an Elmo person. Loved Elmo.
See, my sister was an Elmo person, but Elmo didn't teach me anything.
I was a puppy
I learned
dog.
How to count with Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Eating cookies.
How many cookies did I just eat? 20. I can count to 20 now. Thank you, Cookie Monster.
God. That's so horrible. I can't believe they turned him into Veggie Monster.
I was so upset. Yes. I went on like a rampage for like a week.
I stopped watching Sesame Street.
That was like 2 years ago.
Where they have Cookie Monster. Was it called an intervention?
Yeah, they had a Cookie Monster intervention. It was not cool.
Now he's green, like.
He's green?
Like the Grouch, right? Is he?
Ew.
Oh, they're both the same color?
Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch.
Are they the same color?
Is that mossy green, or is it like a bright green?
Moved into the trash can right next to him, and now his life is all downhill.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens when you take away a man's cookies.
But what kind of cookies? Okay, during your childhood, what was your favorite type of cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. You don't.
Duh.
You don't know nothing but chocolate
chip.
The
big glass of milk.
Grandma cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm sorry. Killer Bee cookies.
Killer Bee cookies.
I feel like I should try one of those.
Grandma, if you haven't, you are definitely missing out. Grandma, if you're listening,
I had to fight make Mason me some for cookies. Yeah, you should make us cookies.
It's an option. You don't have to. But if you really want to, you should just go for it.
I would go for it.
Or those grandma brownie cookies. Do you know what I'm talking about, Chachi?
Nana cookies.
Nana cookies?
Yeah.
Me and Joseph call them crownies.
I feel like nobody else knows what we're talking about except for us. Now we're just getting hungry for cookies.
Yeah, my stomach just growled a little cookies. Bit. Crown cookies. Okay, let's go on to our next song then.
All right, Simone. Next song.
This one is Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Twist and Shout.
And then after that is Lady Madonna.
Oh, yes.
From the Love album.
One of my favorites.
Yes.
Ooh, that one's actually very good.
Yes, please. Let's go.
Don't start with that.
Yes, please.
You know you got me going.
And we're back.
Mason, how old were you when you learned to tie your shoe?
9, 10.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
No.
Were you a Velcro person?
No, actually, it was like 7, 8. Because I was still living on the island.
Wow.
Yep.
I was 4.
Yeah, I was probably about the 4 area. Because I knew how to do it in kindergarten.
My mom wanted me... Well, in Oregon, the cutoff date is September 1st. And I was born September 15th. So my mom was trying to, like, show the teachers that I was smart enough and mature enough to start school when I was 5. Going on... Or, like, barely 5. And so... She taught me to tie my shoe at 4, and she bribed me with ice cream, so I learned to tie my shoe in like an hour because I really wanted ice cream.
That's funny.
I don't even remember how old I was when I started tying my shoes. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I know my mom was a stickler. She didn't want me. She never let me buy a pair of like Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
So she was like, "You're learning how to tie your shoe because you're gonna have laces, and I'm not about to bend over and tie them every time they need to be tied." So. I learned.
Mason, did you like climbing trees when you were a kid?
No, I never climbed trees.
Why?
Because.
Mason's a safe child. You have to remember that.
I like climbing trees. Except for when my brother told me he was going to push me out of the tree.
Hey, Susie. I'm not a safe child.
What's the most daring thing you've ever
done? The most daring thing I've ever done was have an apple fight. With my sister Amanda, Chachi, I mean, my two cousins, Hunter and Chase Lassos, and my aunt Angelina. What we did was we went into our aunt's orchard that had apples and stuff, and we got apples, and we started throwing them at each other and hitting each other with them. It was so much fun. I hit Chachi in the lip. No, I hit Chachi in the head, and I hit my cousin Chase on the lip. Because I was that awesome.
And where'd you get hit?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
I didn't get hit.
You didn't get hit, so that does not make you...
Daring.
That you're still a safe child.
It's okay, Mason. I'm a safe child, too. Once in a while.
You know what? I'm sick. Okay,
I'm not going to hate on Mason anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mason. Okay. You know I love
not
you.
Not anymore.
Hey, remember that big tree right here?
Yeah.
By the boat? I used to climb that, like, every day when I went downtown. Then it just, like, had a fall. I love that tree.
It was so funny. My sister, her and I would always fight. And she's my little sister. You know, she's 2 years younger than me. And I was supposed to be, like, the brave sister. She'd beat me up. And she'd, like, climb up trees. And I'd be like, ha-ha. Like, I'd go first. But I'd be like, ha-ha, can you get this high? And she'd, like... totally double my length of the tree, and I was afraid of heights, so I wouldn't go any further. And I'm just gonna sit there at like the bottom bridge.
What would your excuse be? Oh, my leg hurts. I just don't want to go up that far.
I'd be like, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see very well. I've had glasses since I was like 8 months old.
Wow.
My mom used to get those like Ace bandages you use to like wrap your foot or like your hand or something if you sprain it. She'd wrap my arms to my side and she'd tape them with band-aids to my head. It was so funny.
I could see it being like a total dork. Like,
I was the dorkiest kid ever. It was great. Mason, did you ever have to wear glasses as a child?
No, I didn't start wearing glasses until I was 13, 14.
Hmm.
My mom says I need glasses, but I don't believe her. I really don't. I'm like, but I can see better than you.
Does your mom wear glasses?
Yeah.
That's not saying much.
She's like, you need glasses. I'm like, well, you need a hearing aid, dude. That's really neat, but I'll be, like, sitting here, like, talking to her, and she'll be like, Mom. Like, 10 minutes later, what? Like, dude, never mind.
I do that, but my mom just ignores me.
It's intentional.
Awkward.
My pin's not working.
Maybe because it doesn't like you.
Probably. Here we go. Got it to work. Mason.
Mm.
Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Mason. Mason.
My
Mason.
Jordan, Jordan, Jordan.
Do you like
Jordan,
pudding
Jordan.
Better?
Hey, Jordan, Jordan.
Guess Mason?
Okay, what?
Do you like pudding better or Jell-O?
I like both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of pudding slash Jell-O?
Pudding slash Jell-O.
Well, kind of like mixed together, but like, what kind of pudding did you like
chocolate
and what kind of
pudding
Jell-O?
And yellow, green, purple.
Purple? Yellow, green, purple. Was this like all
Jell-O.
Mixed together?
Jell-O. No.
Oh.
Just separately. My. When I was in the hospital, the only thing I could eat for a week was Jell-O. And so every morning they would come in and they'd be like, okay, what kind of Jell-O would you like today? And I'd get so excited. I was like, Jell-O! I was like, can I have the orange kind? And the lady would be like, I'm sorry, we don't have any orange kind. I was like, okay, can I have the grape? She's like, I don't have any grape. I was like, what about the lime one? I don't have any lime. Well, then I guess I'll just get the cherry Jell-O.
Oh.
And then every day for a week, I'd have cherry Jell-O.
I like cherry Jell-O.
Cherry Jell-O is disgusting.
I was sick one time.
It was so horrible.
I like cherry Jell-O.
I was sick one time with like food poisoning or something, and my mom went and made Jell-O. I ended up puking it all over the place.
Ugh,
and it was like not fun. So I can't eat cherry Jell-O anymore.
Cherry Jell-O's disgusting.
One time when I got my tonsils removed, I lived
Chachi's
off
back.
Those root beer float ice creams.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the best week of my life.
Yeah, I'm not a Jell-O person. It's nasty.
Susie, do you like pudding or Jell-O?
Pudding.
What was your favorite kind of pudding?
There's different chocolate. There's different kinds of pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like tapioca or there's like
banana
cream.
Banana cream and chocolate.
Chocolate.
I like
all the
chocolate.
Way. Chocolate pudding.
Chocolate.
But blue Jell-O is probably the best out of all of it. I'm just gonna have to say that.
I like putting those vanilla wafer cookies in my banana cream pudding. It's the greatest ever.
Oh, you were one of those kids.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys hate, like, flavored liquid medicine? Oh,
oh that was so nasty.
I loved it. It was so good.
I was, like, 6 when I learned to take pills because I could not handle flavored medicine.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Early.
And how come everything's always cherry?
It's always cherry or grape.
Yeah.
Grape.
Why?
Those aren't the best flavors,
my mom would buy the grape one, and I'd just puke it up. I was like, this is disgusting. Like,
why not give me castor oil instead?
My mom,
good.
I'd sit there, and I'd have to plug my nose whenever I like had to take medicine. It was so nasty.
I tried doing that, and it didn't work.
It should have dinner flavors, you know, like steak and potato. Chicken and rice.
When I went to go
orange
have my surgery.
I'm so hungry.
When I went to go get my surgery, they asked me what flavor anesthesia I would like. And I was like, I'll have watermelon. So the last thing that I tasted before I went under was just artificial watermelon.
That's the best.
Oh, so disgusting.
When I got my surgery, they asked me what kind I wanted. And I got, I think it was cotton candy. And it grossed me out.
Well, we're going to go to our next song. But before we go, this is KISL 88.7 Avalon. And the next song is Alice by Avrilene.
Alice in Wonderland, because everything's wondrous in Wonderland.
Spinning around, I'm
For Chachi. And this is the JJ Konketsu Soon Alex show with three other people.
Plus three. You fail.
You fail.
It's the JJ Konketsu Soon Alex plus three.
Wee. Okay, that last song was for Chachi because she's awesome. And nobody hasn't called in about the hopscotch and jump rope at all.
So, we should call in
at 310-510-7469. And that number again was 310-510-7469.
And we would love to hear from people because, you know, that's just what makes this show fun is talking to random people.
Yeah.
Mason.
Okay.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was a... you're going to have to ask somebody else that question.
We have a call. So, Anthony, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to train dolphins. SeaWorld, because dolphins are so smart.
You can't do that, Amanda. I'm not making fun of people.
Get out of here.
Chachi just called in. Susie, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
It varied.
what was your main, what was the main thing?
What was one of them?
It's hard. It changed by the days. I wanted to be a singer, then I wanted to be a princess. And then I said, you know what? No, I want to be a singer. No, I really want to be a princess.
You should go with princess.
Yeah. I want to be a queen.
I want to be a princess.
Are you going to be the red queen, Jordan?
I want to be the red queen. I would love to be a queen of the country. Off with his head. Yeah.
Do you love a warm pig belly for your aching feet?
I do love a warm pig belly for my aching feet. Would you like one?
Would you like one?
Who is this? This is
From Umbridge.
From Umbridge.
My name is Idiot!
Speaking of movies, what was your favorite childhood movie? Go, Chachi.
Aladdin.
Susie.
That's a good one. Damn, that's a really hard question for me. Can you answer any question?
I can. I loved a lot of things when I was little. Okay,
if I have to pick one, Cinderella.
Okay,
Cinderella.
Jordan.
My favorite one was probably Aladdin. Because, you know, she fought for what she wanted. Jasmine.
Anthony.
The Lion King.
Mine was
Sex and the City. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what?
Do you guys remember that show where Alex was talking about Sex and the City?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what my favorite one would be. One with catchy music.
Toy Story?
It had catchy music.
I liked,
Toy Story was up there.
I also
Aladdin.
Really, really liked The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, yes, Nightmare Before Christmas. I've
seen that.
Anthony.
Finding Nemo was really cute.
Do you know Nemo means nobody in Latin?
Really?
Yeah, so it's finding nobody.
What?
And that's very hard, finding nobody.
That's depressing.
I always try and find nobody. I'm trying to find nobody right now, but I'm not doing too good.
Anybody?
I'm lost.
That's okay.
Find me somebody to love.
What is that from? I know that's
it. It's Queen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I know it now.
Mason, what did you want to be when you grew up? Did I ask you?
No, I didn't. Okay, when I was little, there's three things that I really wanted to be. One was an inventor.
Oh, I was going to say that.
The other one was an archaeologist.
Nice.
Oh, no, like a paleontologist. And then a zoologist. Oh, yeah. And so I'm going with the zoologist now.
Zoologist? Wow, yep. That sounds cool.
Yep, I want to study.
You want to live with monkeys?
No, I want to
see. He is a monkey.
I already live with monkeys. Actually, one of them. Anyways,
what animal would you like to, like, work with most?
What are they called?
The anteater?
No, not the anteater. The marsupials.
Marsupials. Oh, that would be fun. Okay. Could you get me a pet koala?
Probably not.
Coons.
Did you know that? Okay, so a few years ago,
baby koalas eat their poop?
No.
Ew. Well,
yeah. Actually, rabbits do too, because they're digestive.
They get more nutrients.
So do dogs. And cats.
They eat their throat.
My friend, I went dog shopping with our sister, and
shopping.
We were at this kennel, and there was this dog, and it was just like this little puppy, and it was a beagle, and it was sitting there, and all of a sudden it started licking its poo, and my friend's sister was like, I'm getting that one. It cleans up after itself. And she ended up buying that one.
We had a chihuahua named Boo. Oh my gosh, that dog.
I hate chihuahhas.
When we first got Boo, we were sitting in the house, that house that I was talking about, that my dad put his knee through the wall.
Yeah.
We're at that house.
That was a good house.
And me and Amanda and my mom were sitting on one side of the room and Jessica was sitting on the other. And we had Boo in my mom's lap and Boo jumps off and we're like, where's he going? And he jumps on Jessica's laps. Toots on her. Her lap. Farts on her and then jumps off and then goes back to my mom's lap.
Boo made fart. A better I think Boo made a better football than he did a dog.
Mm-hmm, he did.
I think every chihuahua does.
Yeah.
I had a chocolate lab and his name was Murphy.
He was like, that's just such a strange name for a dog.
He was Murphy. The dumbest dog ever. No, I can't remember why it was Murphy, but it was okay. There was a reason behind it.
Eddie Murphy.
No, it wasn't Eddie Murphy.
Was it because it?
I wanted to name him Charlie Brown.
You're a Charlie Browner.
You're the Charlie Browniest.
It was the cutest dog.
Brownie 40 Brown.
And so. What would happen is we had these stairs, and you know, it was like you'd go halfway downstairs, and then there was like a platform, and then you went all the way downstairs. Mm-hmm. And so the dog would, if it were upstairs in like my room and somebody rang the doorbell, it would run down the stairs, and as soon as it got to that like platform, run into the wall, turn around, run back down the rest of the stairs, slide across the wood floor, and hit the door. And then just sit there.
Mana had a lab. Her name was Joey.
A girl, aww, by the way. Mason named her before he realized that it was a girl.
I think Joey's a cute girl name.
Okay, I named Joey after my lizard Joey.
After your other lizard Joey. After a frog Joey.
Mason, did you have a thing for the name Joey?
No. Every single pet Mason had was Joey.
I thought it was an appealing name for a dog.
And a lizard?
Yeah. And a frog.
My lizard was Budweiser.
I was...
the Budweiser commercials with the frogs and lizards.
I always wanted a lizard. Remember. Then I realized they ate bugs that were alive, and that creeped me out.
Mana, don't you want a...
bearded dragon?
Yeah, she wants
that a... would be,
yeah,
cool.
One time I caught an alligator lizard.
And it bit her finger.
It bit me so hard. Screamed.
We can get it off.
When I went on vacation in Hawaii, right. I woke up in the morning and I found geckos in the shower. And I started, wow, screaming.
That is awesome.
They were.
That's a big surprise, but
I
that'd
was
be so cool.
Terrified. My stepdad had to come in and like pick them up and show me that they weren't going to hurt me. But I still made him throw them all out of the shower before I got in because it freaked me out.
Where were
just,
you?
Like, looking at
I was
you,
in
like,
Hawaii.
That
but they have like
so cool.
Huge cockroaches and so like everywhere because it's such a humid place. And so the lizards eat the cockroaches. So you
so
know
they keep them in the room?
Well, no, like
they
but they would
you?
Crawl in the windows. And so like they didn't have cockroach problems in the building because the geckos ate them all.
me and Mason went on a trip to Mexico once.
Mexico?
Yes, Mexico. Well, this church that we stayed at, or it's not really like a church.
It was like at this missionary
like
place,
yeah,
where missionaries stay.
They told us every night before we went to bed to check our sleeping bags for scorpions and tarantulas.
Oh my god!
And when we showed up, there was a huge tarantula on the ground, and we had to take a shovel and kill it
scorpions
with the shovel.
I would not have been able to sleep of our rooms. Oh my god! I don't know.
How one night, I actually forgot to check my sleeping bag.
Did you die?
No.
Oh.
I would check it every night. I don't
I
think I could forget.
Hate.
Hey,
oh, never mind. Okay.
Tarantulas are scary.
I think my favorite.
Wait,
who?
Fish.
Fish.
Of, like,
my fish
beta
always
fish
died.
And
oh,
fish.
Beta fish were cool.
Yeah.
Never take care of my.
Just
fish.
You can never have two together.
No.
I learned that the hard way. When
yeah.
Oh
yeah, we had
five. Each other.
We
yeah.
had
yeah.
five,
we
and
had
every
five
like other day. Like, one wouldn't be missing.
And this one fish would get bigger and bigger.
Bigger. I'm like, what the heck? My grandparents still have this fish, and one time it fell in the garbage disposal.
Oh my god.
And it's got like a scratch on one of its fins, so it's all gimp.
Was it like the G from Finding Nemo? It was, the black fish?
Oh, yeah. True.
That was just like...
And what, so Gil? It was kind of like that.
Gil. I couldn't remember.
He fell on dental equipment in Finding Nemo, but
dental.
They fished him out of the garbage disposal
dental.
And put him back in the bowl, and he was okay.
Adhesive medical strip.
What?
Adhesive medical strip.
Oh my god, he's so weird.
Okay.
So let's go on to our next song.
Yay! Let's.
This is I Second That Emotion by Smokey Robinson.
Ooh, if you feel like... Yeah, you should just play it because you don't want to sing it.